Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, take it easy, Mother. Don't fret and worry about what to serve as a special surprise dinner for your family. Just relax, because here's the answer. It's Kroger quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet, a meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store, and it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Just a few minutes ago, Penny Gibbs received a phone call from a woman she's never met, the wealthy and mysterious Carrie Carlton. It was Nora who answered the phone, and at first Penny was not going to speak to Mrs. Carlton. And then she decided she would. And Penny has just begun her conversation.
Miss Gibbs?
Yes?
Penny Gibbs?
Yes, I'm Penny Gibbs.
Miss Gibbs, this is Carrie Carlton.
Yes, I know.
And you know who I am?
Well, yes, I do, in a way.
Splendid. Then I won't have to waste valuable time explaining who I am.
No, I know who you are, but I don't know why you'd be calling me. Are you sure there isn't some mistake?
You're Penny Gibbs, aren't you?
Yes.
And there's only one Penny Gibbs in Rossville, isn't there?
There's only one that I know of.
And there's only one I know of, so there's no mistake about this. Miss Gibbs, I want you to come to see me.
Come to see you?
I think that's what I said.
Oh, yes, you did, but I don't understand.
Why not? I made it plain enough, didn't I?
Well, I don't understand why you want to see me.
I'll explain that as soon as you're here. You'll come at once.
Well, I don't know, Mrs. Carlton.
You'll not argue about it, Miss Gibbs. I want to see you. I want to see you at once, and I usually have my way about
it. Well, now, look, Mrs. Carlton,
I said you'll not argue about it, Miss Gibbs. Is that clear?
It's very clear, but unless you can tell me why you want to see me, I can't very well come.
You can do as I say. And I say I want to see you in my home as fast as you can get here.
Mrs. Carlton, I'm not used to being ordered around by total strangers. Now, if you'll
allow
me...
I have no interest in what you're not used to, Miss Gibbs. My only interest is in you and in seeing you at once. I'll send my car for you.
That won't be necessary. I have a car of my own.
Very well, use it. Be here as soon as you can. I'll be waiting for you. And I don't expect to be waiting for very long.
Well, Mrs. Carlton, Mrs. Carlton? Oh, golly, she's hung up. Nora? Nora?
Yes, Miss Gibbs, I'm in here.
That phone call was for me, all right.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cricket, I know it's not polite to ask, but I just have to know what she wanted to talk to you for. Or can't you tell me?
I'd like to know what she wants with me, too, Nora. She said she wanted to see me right away.
What for?
That's what I don't know. She wouldn't say.
It's funny, isn't it?
The whole thing's very strange, Nora. You see, I've never met Mrs. Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
How she found out about me, I don't know. And why she wants to see me is the most puzzling thing of all.
Golly, didn't she give you just one little hint?
No, Nora, not one. The whole thing is just as strange and mysterious as Mrs. Carlton herself.
Mysterious? Mrs. Carlton is mysterious?
Well, no one knows very much about her, Nora, except that she's very rich and she never goes anywhere. Except to Florida in the wintertime. She doesn't have any family or any friends. As a matter of fact, if she did have friends, I'd connect this call with Madeline Dodge, but I don't even think Miss Dodge has more than a vague acquaintance with Mrs. Carlton. No one seems to know anything about her.
Oh, Cricket, she sounds positively spookish. Was she nice on the telephone?
Kind of cold and abrupt.
Oh, golly, this is just super exciting.
It's more baffling than anything else.
Oh, but Miss Gibbs, that's what makes it so exciting.
Now, Nora, real life and movies are two different things. If you don't understand what's going on in a movie, you can get up and walk out. But In real life, it's best to stay away from things you don't understand.
You're not going to see Mrs. Carlton?
I don't know, Nora. I really don't think I should. She was much too insistent.
But you said you'd come to see her, didn't you?
Well, no. I didn't refuse, though. She didn't give me a chance. She hung up too soon.
Oh, this sounds more scrumptious every second. Are you going to see her, Miss Gibbs, or... Oh, maybe I shouldn't ask.
It's all right to ask, Nora. I just don't know if it's perfectly all right or perfectly all wrong for me to go and see her.
Oh, why don't you, Miss Gibbs? It might be... Well, it might be just super exciting.
Nora.
Hmm?
Aren't you working the word exciting to death?
Oh, I'm practically excited to death, Miss Gibbs. I wish some mysterious person would call me up and say, come to see me right away. Oh, I'd get cold chills and, oh, no. Crickets, Miss Gibbs. Cold chills are just super wonderful.
Well, you enjoy your cold chills if you like.
Mm.
I think I'll worry more about the cold facts. And the most important of all those facts is that Mrs. Carlton refused to say why she wants to see me. Oh, that makes me doubt the advisability of going to see her.
Do you think she's bad, Miss Gibbs?
No, I don't think anything like that. There just doesn't seem to be any logic in her wanting to see me.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, if it weren't for some of the strange stories
I've heard... Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. Strange stories, too?
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Carlton is supposed to be terribly cruel.
Oh.
Her servants are supposed to hate her. And there's supposed to be some terrible scandal about the death of her husband.
Oh, scrumptious, Miss Gibbs. Just super. Oh, you just have to go to see her.
Nora, they're just stories. No one has ever been able to prove them. In fact, I never believed the stories about how unpleasant she was until just now. She certainly was unpleasant on the telephone.
Maybe she just sounded that way.
No, Nora. No, she's definitely the unpleasant old woman she's supposed to be.
Maybe that's because she's rich. Lots of rich people are just super nasty. They think money makes them better than other people.
You know, there's another mystery about her, too.
What, where she got her money?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't from a late husband, which is usually the case. She was wealthy when she moved to Rossville.
Oh.
And it was her money, not her husband's, I hear.
Oh. She didn't always live in Rossville, huh?
Well, I'm not too certain about it, Nora, but as I understand it, she... moved here about 20 years ago and then built an enormous home in the Glen Cove section. You know where Miss Dodge lived.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, somebody asked her once where she came from and she refused to answer. Some people even say her name isn't really Carlton.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs. Maybe she's a terrible old woman who's hiding from someone.
Well, she couldn't be hiding here in Rossville, Nora. If she were, I don't think she'd be living in that enormous home of hers.
Oh.
It's, the big stone mansion. You know the one I mean? The one that looks like a fortress or kind of a castle?
Oh, the one with the great big iron gate?
Yep. And the gatehouse, which is at least twice the size of our house.
Oh, how I'd like to be you and go inside that place. I'll bet it's haunted and everything.
Probably, Nora. But not with what you're thinking.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, I don't believe in ghosts. But I just know Mrs. Carlton's house must be spooky enough to make me think there are ghosts, maybe.
Well, frankly, I think I prefer honest-to-goodness ghosts to what I'm thinking about right now.
You're thinking something spooky?
No. No, Nora, something quite real. My curiosity is getting the better of me. I'm thinking of going to see Mrs. Carlton.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, I was hoping you'd say that.
Well, I didn't say for sure I was going, Nora. I said I was thinking about it.
Oh, but that's better than what you were thinking a minute ago. You were thinking you weren't going to go, weren't you?
Yes, I was. But I just realized how silly it is to stand here and speculate when... Really, the only way to find out what this is all about is to go see Mrs. Carlton and find out from her.
Oh, this is just scrumptious, Miss Gibbs. I'll go get your coat.
You're awfully anxious, aren't you, Nora?
Oh, no, Miss Gibbs. I just want you to be on your way before you change your mind and decide not to go. Oh, you are going. Go on, you...
Hi, folks.
Oh, hello, Freddy.
Freddy Lang, what have you done to your suit?
Huh?
It's torn.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is sort of coming apart in a couple places, ain't it?
It sure is.
Well, so what? Your dad and me got half that barn fixed up today.
Oh, Freddy, that's wonderful. Oh. But don't you think you ought to wear old clothes when you're working?
Look, Gibbsy, if this rag I'm wearing was any older, it'd be in a museum. Hey, where you going, Gibbsy? Going out job hunting again?
No, I'm going to see Mrs. Carlton.
Mrs. Carlton? Well, who's she?
She's a very rich and mysterious lady who lives in a big house in Glen Cove.
Yeah?
Isn't it exciting, Freddie?
No. Well, what's exciting about it?
Oh, Freddie, Nora's interested in the mystery of it. You see, this Mrs. Carlton talked to me on the phone and insisted upon my coming to see her.
Yeah?
But she's never met me, and she refused to say why she wanted to see me.
Oh, she did, huh? Well, it does sound sort of screwy, if you ask me. Carlton, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Carlton. Seems to me I've heard that name before. She ain't an old dame, is she?
Well, yes, she's getting along in years. About 70, I think they say she is.
Yeah, I have heard something about her. I think that carries the rest of her moniker, ain't it?
Yes, how did you know, Freddie?
I heard Madeline Dodge talking about her the day they was going to throw that big shindig up at the Dodge house. I heard Madeline's old woman say that that battle-axe Carlton wouldn't come to nobody's party.
Well, then the Dodgers do know Mrs. Carlton.
Well, if anybody does. I heard them say once that old lady Carlton ought to be boiling oil, though. She's mean enough to. Guess that means that they do know her. Hey, look, Gibbsy, maybe you better not mix up with this Carlton dame, huh?
Why not, Freddie?
Oh, Freddie, now don't spoil it. I just had Miss Gibbs all ready to go.
Look, kid, you want Gibbsy to have more trouble from that Dodge dame than she's had already?
But I don't see what this has to do with Miss Madeline Dodge.
Maybe it ain't got nothing at all to do with her. But then again, maybe it has. Would you figure that Madeline was the monkey wrench in the works when Nora's old man tried to get that loan from the bank?
You mean that Madeline was responsible for the loan being refused last week?
She sure was.
Oh, and she seems so nice.
Snap out of it, will you, Nora? What people look like and what they are is two different things. Now, look, Gibbsy, don't go messing around with this Carlton dame, will you? She's probably just going to sub for Madeline and pulling another dirty trick on you.
Oh, now, Freddie, you have no way of being sure.
Oh, the phone, Miss Gibbs. Do you want me to answer?
No, Nora, I'll get it. Hello?
Miss Gibbs?
Yes?
This is Carrie Carlton. Why haven't you left?
Well, Mrs. Carlton, really...
I'll accept no excuses, young lady. I want you here at my home in 30 minutes, and I expect you to be here.
Mrs. Carlton, really, I... Hello? Hello?
That, was the Carlton dame, wasn't it, Gibbsy?
Yeah. She, wants to know why I'm not there already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cricket, she really means what she says, doesn't she?
Yeah, I guess she does. And I mean what I say, too, Gibbsy. Don't you go up and see this Carlton dame unless you don't care what happens to you.
Will Penny take Freddy's warning? Will she go to see Mrs. Carlton, or won't she? Why is Mrs. Carlton so anxious to see Penny? Why won't she explain her reason for wanting to see her? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, it's really no problem at all to serve your family a top-notch, sure-to-please dinner. Why, it's as simple as adding two and two. Just visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence, because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you serve them a dinner featuring a thick, juicy steak or a crusty brown roast beef. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinner time needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now your local announcer.